David, I want to ask you, given your area of expertise, we've touched on Harry Kane. There's been a lot made of Harry Kane over the last couple of months, certainly. Do you think he is going through a bit of a dip at the moment? From you watching him from where he was maybe 7 or 8 months ago, do you see a different Harry Kane now?
Well, I know that he had his ankle injury, and whether he's, you know, still, I don't know, still feeling the effects of that, or whether that's, you know, still niggling away at him. I don't know. Look, I think that Mauricio Pochettino has maybe had to think, well, of a plan B, because traditionally he would only ever play a 4-2-3-1 and Harry was his number nine. Mm. As it is this season with Lucas Moura up there, he's just got a little bit something different, maybe that bit of pace, explosiveness to run in behind, maybe that Harry doesn't. And you saw at Old Trafford, obviously, when they played a diamond with the two up top, they're a real threat to Man United. And I just wonder, I think England, you know, as I said, I think they've lost Vardy. Maybe there'll be other players looking on thinking, well, I'm never going to get in the team because Harry's nailed on to be the number one. But I just look at Pochettino and he might have been thinking, well, you know, we need another option just in case if Harry isn't firing or he doesn't maybe have that burst of pace. But what he's a phenomenal technician. And, you know, I have heard some people say he's not that great with his feet. To me, his finishing is just exemplary. You know, you can tell he's just relentlessly practiced. He can hit the corners better than anyone. And he's a terrific finisher, an unbelievable striker. But I think that Pochettino does work his players hard, and I know that. I mean, I left Southampton just when he come in, and you know, I know Ricky Lambert was saying that he finished him off basically because his training regime was so hard. Very rarely had a day off. There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, worked them really hard in the gym beforehand. Prior training was very intense, and the manager was happy to be in all day long. You know, he lived for his football and he still does. So he's in, you know, basically 7 days a week, works really long hours, obviously trying to get the best out of his players. And it's a heavy, heavy workload. And you have seen in seasons past where they've fallen away at the end and that's been levelled at Pochettino. I just wonder whether he did have enough break. You know, whether I think mentally as well as physically, there's different sorts of tiredness, isn't there? You know, as a goalkeeper, you might be mentally tired, not necessarily physically, but your concentration levels. And, you know, there's a lot resting on his shoulders, and it might not be physical. It could be mental fatigue.
Do you know what? Something I want to carry on talking about. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about England and also the build up to their game against Spain. The time is 21 minutes past four.